C unmasks a $770 million Ponzi scheme. The Grand Illusion. Darrell F. Heller, through his company's Prestige Investment Group, LLC, and Paramount Management Group, LLC, created an elaborate facade of a thriving ATM network. Investors were lured in with promises of fixed monthly returns, supposedly from ATM transaction fees. But surprise, surprise, the funds were largely coming from new investments and high-interest loans, not from any legitimate profits. Where did the money go? Heller is accused of misappropriating a whopping $185 million for personal indulgences, including a beach house and funding other businesses. Bold move, right? The complaint details how only a fraction of the investor funds were actually used to purchase ATMs. The rest? Well, it vanished into Heller's lavish lifestyle. The legal hammer drops. The SEC has charged Heller and his companies with violating anti-fraud provisions of federal securities laws. The U.S. Attorney's Office has also jumped into the fray with criminal charges. According to Scott A. Thompson from the SEC's Philadelphia Regional Office, Heller allegedly exploited his connections to his community and deceived retail investors into thinking the ATM investments were safe and reliable. The SEC is seeking permanent injunctions, disgorgement of ill-gotten gains, and civil penalties against the defendants. Heller faces a conduct-based injunction and a ban from serving as an officer or director. Why this matters? This case underscores the importance of due diligence and skepticism, especially when something seems too good to be true. The SEC's action highlights their commitment to protecting retail investors and holding fraudsters accountable. Keep your eyes open and always question where your money is going.